Mifnei shu sofik, because it's a sofik if a cheresh has enough das that the truma is chal midiraisa not. The drashu a teitzi lechulim that the truma less than lazarim. It's truma that has kedusha that a zar someone it's not a coin is not allowed to eat it. But a kopurim is only a sofik. The yachs of a yitrim apikecha cheres. But what the eitzri is again be term a second time. Why shu sofik? Idas lulosehi iloi. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, it's a suffix if a cherish's das is called a good das or not. Rabbi Yitzchak vade lekotin yoiv lein to lav ba mitzvasu. For loy lecherish the suffix chay be mitzvasu. It's according to Rabbi Yitzchak, avade, since the cherish is a suffix gives mechui be mitzvus, according to Rabbi Lezer. So you can't give it to a cherish because maybe his das is enough das and he's over this idiraisa. Mashangin lekotin azicha pota midiraisa. So it's better to give it to the cotton, he should carry your kiss home, than give it to a cherish. That's according to Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara Kitzi Golof, but where's my Shaila? I'll leave with the Rabbonin. I have a Shaila though according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Tanan. Rabbonin learned, Chamisha lo yitroimu. There are five people that they should not take off Truma Samaisis. The Intormu, let's say they did take off Truma Samaisis, the Locheras ain't Trumas and Truma. It's not Chal at all their Truma. If they have no Din Midiraisa to make Truma Samaisis. Eluhain, these are the five people. A Cherish has no Das Midiraisa, a Shaita has no Das, he's Potam in a Mitzvah, the Kotan, a Kotan is Potam in a Mitzvah, he can't make Truma, the Aturim is Shein Shaloi, even if you're a Ben Das. But if you take off trumas from somebody else's peris, you are not the bailim of the peris, you have no din to take off truma. Truma only the bailim can take off truma. Or else if the bailim makes a shliach, somebody else do it for him, he makes you a shliach, then you could do it. But without midas balabayis, you're not going to take off truma for the balabos. Vinochri, shetorim asher yisrael, afilu brishusai, and if a goy takes off truma samaisvis on yiddish peris, even if the bailim, the yisrael, the owner, told the goy, go take off truma samaisis for you, ain't trumas and truma. The truma is not chal at all. So according to the Rabbonin, a cherish's truma is not chal at all. So mele, according to Rabbonin, we have a shaila. If you have a cherish in front of you, and you have a cotton in front of you, which one of the two should you let him carry a kiss home for you on Shabbos?
Why
We said before, claw, cotton is better, we said. So give it to a shaita, that's pita, shaita, cotton is better. This is a cherish, not a shaita. A cherish is, but we spoke out before, a cherish is better than a shaita. A shaita is the worst. A cherish is better, a shaita has more das than a shaita. A cherish. So shal, who's better, we'll soon say, is a cherish or a cotton better? But a shaita is zikha, he'd give it to a shaita, he's like out of the picture. The more my, le cherish yoyev le, should he give it to a cherish, why, the cotton also the klav das. The cotton has a maila called upon him that he will come lechal das. That's why the Torah give it to the cherish now, because the cherish will never come lechal das. Oy dilmo le cotton yovli. The other side is not give it to a cotton. The cherish also lachlufi begodum pekeich, because the cherish you could make a mistake. He doesn't look that modern. You may make a mistake that he's a godul pekeich. So if you give it to a cherish, people will think who are then you allowed to give it to a normal person, which that would be an issue deraisim. Mashal by a shaita, you don't have this gezeira. A shaita, everybody knows he's a shaita, he's nikir, he's a shaita, so people won't come to mistaken. If they see you give it to a shaita, who then you give it to a normal person? A shaita you don't make mistakes with. Mashenkin a cheresh doesn't look that abnormal. So maybe a shaita, osla chlufi, come to make a mistake. If you give it to a cheresh, maybe you think you're going to give it to a godel, pikeach. So that's the shaila, this is the shaila, which one is better? Is it better to give it to a cotton or give it to a cheresh? Is Ika the army, some say the cheresh yoivle, give it to the cheresh. Why? Because since the cotton will have das eventually, he's more choshev. And Ika the army, some say, no, the cotton yoivle, give it to a cotton. Why? Because that's where we have. That if you give it to a cheresh, people will mistake you and think you're allowed to give it to a godel also. See Rashi? Ali the Rabbon of the army, lav daita tzlusahi. They hold no, that a cheresh is das is not 100% clear. Olinyan mitzvah sarek cotton. The gate to chiyuv in midiraisa, a cherish is potem in a mitzvah. Just like a cotton is potem in a mitzvah. V'torim eshenish loy, poloy rishus. If you make truma on somebody else's peris without the violence rishus, it's not chal the truma. The yachsid, because the posik says, tfuah zaracha, it has to be zarecha, it has to belong to you. V'cherish shayt of a cotton, the yachsid, ashi yedvenu liboy, if the posik says, who to make of truma, your leiv, sheyesh loy leiv lis nadev, Pashash Pashami. Mashenkin a chair shot of a cotton, their lave is their das is not not called das midi raisum. They don't have a lave to make trumas and isis. Yeah. And by a goy, Mashenkin tell a goy to do it. Afilu the bailam tells the goy to take off trumas and isis, still it's not chal. Afilu b'shus. The shlichus, mehechis rabbi, how do we know there's a parsha of shlichus? You could tell somebody to do something for you. We learn now from this parsha of truma, michein terimo gam atim, and we dashin gam l'rabish l'chachem. Just like the bailam to take off truma samaisis, you can make a shliach for you to take off truma samaisis, and we dashin ma atim b'nei bris. Just like you, the bailam is a yisrael. You're a b'nei bris. You're a yid. Ash l'chachem b'nei bris. Any shliach to do something for you could only be a yisrael. But you're not allowed to make a goy a shliach. There's no din shlichus to a goy. A goy is lav bar shlichus. So if you tell the goy to take up trumas and isis for you, it's not chal the trumas and isis. Right. So the Gemara koponim ein shom loy nochri v'loy chamor v'loy cherish v'loy shoyta v'loy katon mai. What's going to be mamish? The person is walking home late Friday alone. He has nobody with him. There's no goy in sight. There's no chamor. There's no cherish shoyta v'kot. Nobody. What should the guy do? He has his wallet here, and we're afraid now if we don't find some eitz of him to be able to get his wallet home safe, we're afraid he's going to come to carry it home on Shabbos. We don't want that to happen. So what other eitz is there if your mama's left alone and nobody to turn to? What other eitz do we have for you to be able to get your money, your wallet home safe? So the Gemara Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, Oid Acheres Hoysa. There was talk another heter. There's another way of carrying it home. To have midiraisi, not over any yisurim. It's only an issa de rabbonin. And vice versa, v'lo rotzach chom legloisa. Mitchilu de rabbonin, they do not want to be megala, tell us this heter. As there is another way to do it, but the rabbonin were afraid to tell us this heter. So Rashi, oy da cheres hoysa takona lekis latiloi. There's another way how to get your kiss home safe on Shabbos. No, the rabbonin didn't want to tell us, didn't want to let us know this heter. So the Gemara asks, "My oida cheres hoysa, what is this other heter? How you can take it home on Shabbos not to be over nisa deraisa?" He says, "Only be awesome with the rabbonin, but that's not shver. It's the rabbonin's will makeel. For there he soon the rabbonin will makeel gave you a heter. You're allowed to carry it in a knife, and you're only awesome with the rabbonin. Today you shouldn't come to be over this nisa deraisa. But what's the heter with the rabbonin? So the Gemara the answer is moilichai pochis pochis midaldams." There's a heter that midiraisi you're only over an issa if you walk down damas b'shus rabim. That means you have to pick it up b'shus rabim and walk down damas and then put it down. What about you pick it up b'shus rabim and only walk three yamas and then put it down? Midiraisi didn't do anything. Then you pick it up again and walk another three yamas. Midiraisi again you didn't do anything. And you keep on going like that. You keep on walking three yamas, stop, lofush, then go vaitam. So midiraisi you potter. But vice versa, the Rabbanan held its osir. The Rabbanan said, but the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do this. And the Rabbanan was so machmir in this issam that they didn't even want to tell you this heter. They didn't want to megala this heter for the person that's carrying his wallet home Friday. For the Gemara, why not? We have Myla Rotzach Chom Lagloisa. How come the Chom didn't want to megala this heter? The Chur, it's a good heter. Why didn't they want to tell us? So Drashi, we have Myla Rotzach Lagloisa, Lahalim Divrei Torah. How come the Chom wanted to hold back from us son heter atera? So the Mar Bishon the Mishum, the Pasuk says the Mishlei, Kvoy de Lakim Haster Dover. It's almost covered for Hashem to hold something back. Kvoy de Malachim Chakor Dover. So Mel Amol, there's a reason the Rabbanim held something back. The Rabbanim see fit to held back even Chedusha Torah, they're allowed to hold it back. For the Gemara, V'hocha Mai Kvoy de Lakim Ika, what was the covered Hashem, like what was so important to hold back this Hefter, not to tell us such a Hefter to walk, Pochus Pochus and Aldamis? And the Gemara al Dilma Ostil Asiyu Dal Damas Meshus Rabim. The Rabbanim did not want you to use this heter, even though Midiraisa it's a heter. But the Rabbanim were very machmir on this issa. The Rabbanim did not want you to carry something Meshus Rabim Pochus Pochus Medal Damas, because it's very shchiyah. They're afraid you'll come to walk straight Dal Damas Meshus Rabim. So therefore, this is the last resort. The Rabbanim didn't want to come on to this heter. And Tanya and Enochami, this heter tag has not come down here. The only time we had this heter was brought down before was by Kisvi HaKodesh. If you have Svarim, lying b'shus ram, the mokim b'zoyin, and you're allowed to pick it up and walk with it, pokus, pokus, dal damis, because they had to put it in the mokim b'shumer, it wouldn't be b'zoyin. There's the Rabbanim we hear make. I think here also, Malacha, there's also an Eitzah. If you have no other Eitzah to do, the Maskana, this is the last Eitzah you could do. You could do this Eitzah of walking pokus, pokus, and dal damis. But the last Eitzah, Matkila, don't do this. Because it's very shver, it's a chomedic yisah, the rabbanon, because it's a big zera, maybe you come to walk straight, dal damas b'shus rabbin. So the Gemara, huh? Rabbi will make on that. Tanya, we have Lez Oimer, Boy Bayoim Gitshu So. On this day, when the Rabbanim made the Yud Ches Gzeris, Gitshu So means they made a lot of Gzeris. And it was a good thing. Trashi Boy Bayoim Gitshu So. The Yoim Sha'olo Lalias Hananya Ben Chiskiel. He has in the first parak. The Gozru Yud Ches Dover. That was the time when they made the Yud Ches Dvorim Yud Ches Gzeris. The Zu Achas Mehen. This is one of the Gzeris that they made then. Hoysa Kadamina Parakama. Noisen Kisel Nochri. This din, that you're allowed to give your kiss to a goy, boy v'yayim gozru. They made the gzera then, watch lo yilechenu pachas pachas al damas. Now on the tzad, you have nobody, on the tzad, you have somebody there, you have a goy with you, don't carry it yourself home, pachas pachas, but rather give it to the goy. In yesham nochri, if you have a goy, but enoch nami, if there's no goy and nobody around, then taki, you could be nekel to carry your wallet home with you, pachas pachas al damas. Is Oisai Yoim that day when they made the Yudches Devorim, Yudches Gzeris, Hirbu Siag L'Torah. They made a lot of Gzeris to Rabbonim. But me, the Gedusha. Gedusha means when you fill up like wheat, you put into a cup in a circle, when it fills up, it goes on top, it comes to the pyramid on top. That's called Gedusha. It's sticking up on top. Because they made a lot like overflow. It came up. Gedusha. V'yofa modadu l'harvest gedav Yisrael. He old was very, Rebbez old was very good. They made so many Gzeris. It's good to make Gzeris for Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Yeshua in the name. Boy Bayoy Mochku So. That day Mochku means you have to smooth it out. Because after you have a pyramid coming up on top, you have to go and wipe them out and smooth it up. Because he holds they made too many Xeris. You make too many Xeris, it's no good already. You'll be Mavato the first Xeris also. The Rashi Mochku So. But me the Mechuka mother do Boy Bayoyim. Shehirbu Ligza Yaisimidai. They made too many Xeris that day. Veinichoyvam Lamad Xerosim. Too much is no good. You can't be Mekayim all of them. And since you made too many, is over Maldivre Torah. They won't listen to the Gzeres, and they'll be over even on Nisi Deraisa. Nim says midos semechuka. By doing that, you're wiping out your media, like smoothing it out. The poem that's called mechuka. Mitzvifoso. The toy poem them lios midos sem tufon. And what about mitchila better just to make a little bit Gzeres? But I talk about them mechok meruba gudsha, and not to have to smooth it out and wipe away the Gzeres. That was in Yeshua saying. Moratanya, Moshe the Rebbe Lezer, his Moshe was, it was good to make so many Xeris. Love Radoima Doima, what is this Doima to? What's the Moshe? Lekupa Malaya Kishurim. You have a basket full of cucumbers. Udiluyim. Is all the nice to take a chardom? You could pour inside it now some mustard seeds, his small mustard seeds. Vimachzekis, and it's very good. And since the cucumbers take up a lot of space, a lot of holes in between, so you put in now some mustard seeds, they'll fill up the holes. Very good, other rabbi. Hey, the more gzeres you make, the more you'll be mekayim, the yikah din Torah. Shrashi v'machzekis, esachardo faket l'hop techardo, shenayf l'achardo b'en ha'kishuyim. The mustard seeds fall in between the cucumbers. Afkan, yofa tikno v'sifu dobra meskayim. The more gzeres you make, the more you'll be mekayim the divrei Torah. It's a very good zach. Thus out of Yeshua. Does have to Rabbi Eliezer. By the Moshe of Rabbi Yeshua, Lama Dover Daimer, what's the Moshe according to Rabbi Yeshua that he holds they made too many Xeris? Daimel Areva Maleva Dvash, like you have a pot full of honey. Nois in the Teichi reminded by Goizim, what's going to be, you have a pot of honey full to the top, and now you throw inside it some pomegranates and some nuts. Vimakia, it spits it out. That's what happens to it. Trash Vimakia said Dvash, by putting in too much now, it's just going to overflow the honey. She bore Rishon that came there first. That's not so nice. Is our fatal the same thing these gzeris? Aide gzerosom. Since you made too many gzeris, gormu lavor. You agarm them to be over nisim ediraisim maybe. Teshema lo yamin es lo yamin. What do you mean? Teshema lo yamin es anochri. Maybe the Yisrael won't trust the guy. Vehem lo yitiru alichot pachas pachas miyabamis. Is they in a mamet asma yamamaynoin? Vyos la suya dal damis. In other words, what happens now? The Rabbanan said, in the case you're walking with a guy, you should know you have no heter to walk yourself with your money. Pachas, pachas, v'dal damas. The Rabbanan said, that's awesome. The only heter you have is to give it to a guy. So he holds that wasn't a good gzera. Because what's going to be if this guy is a big crook? And you don't trust him. So the Yisrael, for sure, will not give his money to the guy. He'd rather leave it, do something with it, rather give it to the guy. So in such a case where he doesn't trust the guy, what's going to be? Well, should be afraid that Yisrael himself will come and carry home straight Dal Damas B'shus Rabin. So then Yeshua holds it would have been better if you didn't make this Gezerah. It would have been better if right away you would have let him walk Pachas Pachas with Dal Damas. then we know for sure he wouldn't be over in Nisr Deraisam. That would have been better. But now that you're saying you have, when you have a guy with you, you have no hetter yourself to carry it, you would have to give it to him. That's not such a good answer. Sometimes people won't want to give it to the guy. Right. Omama. Any minochri, the Mishnah says again, or we learned before in the Brayson, any minochri. Hey, if you don't have any goy, because if there is a goy, the Mishnah says that's the best eitzer. The best eitzer is to give it to the goy, let him carry it home for you. On the tzad there's no goy, then the next eitzer is manichu ala chamor. Put it on top of your donkey, and let him carry it home for you. For the Gemara, the Kashem, for haloi mechamer. The chur, if you put it on top of your chamor, and your chamor carries it home for you, it's like two yisurim now. The chamor is called an issa mechamer. It's called you're doing the malacha with the goy. The Torah says, "Lo isasa kol malacha ato v'hetachom." Paul says, "Don't do any malacha you and your behema." And we dashin, what's called the malacha you're doing with your behema? That's called mechamer. Mechamer means if on your behema there's some bundles, you have some bundles on top of your behema, and you call your behema, you make your behema walk towards you, so you're causing your behema to carry something for you. That's nisra of mechamer. So here, what's the yetzer? To put your kiss, to put your wallet on top of your chamor, and then your chamor carries it home for you, it's an nisra d'oraisa. You're doing your malacha with your behema. Said Rashi, V'aloi mechamer, manik chamor tuuna kori mechamer. If you lead, you lead your animal that has weight, has some tuna, is carrying some stuff on top of him, that's called mechamer. V'rachamon omer, the Torah says, loy sasa ko malacha ato v'hemtecho. Now we dashin, v'yezel stam malacha ho'asuya ayidei shneim. What's called stam malacha that's being done between you and your behemah together? How do you do malacha together, you and your behemah? Zuhi, this is the case, she tuna, that the behemah is carrying some weight on top of him. V'u mechamer, and you're leading it. If you cause your behemah to move with weight on top of him, that's called mechamer. So it was like here, if you put your kiss on top of your behemah, it's lamish and nisri d'oraisa. So why does the Mishnah say that's a good eitzah? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Ada Bar Rava, Menicha Yoleh Kishim Aleches. You know what the eitzah is? You have to make sure your chamor is moving first. While he's moving, then you put your kiss on top of him. Now the side is that what does it mean that the chamor is doing a malacha? The malach here is a malacha saitzo. Now just like a person, when is a person chayy from lecha saitzo? If you pick something up, you have to make an akira, and then you have to make an anocha. Who adin by a chamor? Hey, so if you put something on top of the chamor, and the chamor stays still, standing still, then he starts to move because of you, that's considered the chamor is making an akira. And then later, when the chamor stops, it's called the chamor made hanocha. Then you're over the yisra mechamer. It's called the behema did a malacha with you. But let's say here the eitzer is when the chamor is moving. Now go put a chayfas on top of him. Comes the chamor never made an akira. The chamor himself didn't make it pick it up from the makamunach. He didn't pick it up. You're picking it up. You're picking it up and putting it on top of the chamor. The chamor himself is moving. The same thing by a person. If a person is moving and somebody puts an object on top of the person, there's nothing being done. The person is not making the akira now because the person didn't pick it up from the wakamunach. An akira means first it's resting in a place and you go and pick it up. There's alacha, hanachas, gufay, kanachas, chaytas, dummy. If you're standing still and something is on top of you, or the chamor, if the chamor is standing still and then he starts to move the chamor, it's also considered like he made an akira. Since he was first standing still, obliged like a smunach on the karka, the weight on him is on the ground, now when he starts to move, it's called he made the akira. But here, if the behemoth is moving, and while he's moving, I put something on top of him, he didn't do any akira. The chamor didn't do any akira, so therefore no malach is being done.
Aren't we talking
about the Tarchion Malach Shay? We'll talk. Yeshua Malachas. This is the eighth. You do this on Friday, okay? You do it while he's moving. You're right. If you've done it on Friday, you wouldn't need this eighth. You're right. The Chur of this eighth, even to be done on Shabbos, also is an eighth. Even if you see when you're walking home now Friday, it's late. It's Shabbos already, you also have this eighth. And you're right. If it's done on Friday before Shabbos, you won't need this Eitzah. You could put it on him, and if he started to move before Shabbos, that would also be the Eitzah. But this is an Eitzah even for Shabbos itself. Rashi, Menicho Leel Kishim Aleches, Liyacha Shenekru Aleches. After the Chamor started to walk,
the lava kiri, it's not called nakiri anymore. Kadiyama perakama, kabeatina chaveroi, oichlin amashkin. If somebody put on top of you food, kivan the yodim loy mechayibo, since the person now moves, goes out with this, he's potter, chatis. Ki agavna kan mutter. In such a case here it's mutter. Dochanami meloch ksiv. When the Torah says, don't do a melocha, v'ot el asas melocha atu ventachon, don't do a melocha with your behemah. For ho, lav melochi. Since the behemah is not doing an akira, it's not called a melocha. Right, though? So the answer is, menich oleh kishim aleches. For the Gemara, I boy, yevsha de loy kaim ol hashtin, mayim. But I call upon him, while he's going, the Gemara mastam stops, to be mashtin mayim. Ola hatu glolim, he has to go make. So mele v'ika akira. Then when he goes weiter, l'chura now, since he was munich, he rested, when he starts to walk now weiter on Shabbos, he's making an akira on Shabbos. The anocha later, when he starts, he's making an anocha. Yeah. So l'chura shver, how could you be mad at this? L'chura weiter, being over this in the chamer. The Torah says, kishi maleches manichole. In the chnam, you have to be alert. You first put your kiss, you first put your wallet on top of the chamor, when the chamor is already walking. Kishi yamedis. And when you see your chamor is about to stop, you have to take it off him right before he stops. And then after he gets finished, matu the glolim. Then when he starts moving again, you put it back on top of him. Good. What do you have to come on to head to chamor for? Such an hechet tim says, mutu do it with young friend, with another god, with another Yisrael. Have a friend there that let your friend start walking first, and then you put the kiss on top of your friend. So your friend never made an akira. And then before your friend stops, you take it off him. He never made hanocha. So what do you have to come on to a chamor for him? If divorce is just done, there's no yisidi raisa. It's only yisidi rabbonin. So with your friend, you also have a hechatimsa, that there's no yisidi raisa. So what do you have to come on to a chamor for? What's the difference to chamor or your own friend? He's both of them, if they make an akira banocha, there's yisidi raisa. He's both of them, if they don't do an akira banocha, there's no yisidi raisa. So what's the mile of your chamor over a friend? If the Gemara, we're going now. It's awesome. No, we're going now. That was said. Kol zman there's a guy there. It's awesome to go pokas pokas aladamis. The only time you ever have to pokas pokas, where there's no other eitzah, nobody's around. But kol zman there's a guy. That was one of the yuchas devorim. But kol zman there's a guy or a chamor or somebody else. You're not allowed to walk pokas pokas. If it's after, you have to give it to them. So the shaylu is now. Why not kamina giving on the chamor? Put it on somebody else also on your chaver. And the Gemara, the clause like this. Amar Papa, kol she the gufay chayiv chatis, v'chaveroi potel avrosa. Something that you yourself would do it, there'll be a chayiv chatis, so giving to your chaver, I'll call upon him as an issim of the Rabbonin. So now, to give it to your chaver, to carry out like this, I'll call upon him as an issim of the Rabbonin. Mashenkin, kol she chaveroi potel avrosa. Something that you do on your chaver, there's only an issim of the Rabbonin, v'chamoroi mutl chathilo. That's not kamina. To do this oifen on a chamor, the Rabbonin never made exerim metchila. So that's why it's better to put it on the chamor. There, there's no issim in the Rabbonin. Mashenki, to put it on top of your friend, on your friend there is a kopon and issim in the Rabbonin. So with the Rabbonin, that's why you shouldn't do it. That's why it's better to put it on top of the chamor than to put it on top of your friend. Right. Omer Rav Ada Barava. Hoysa chavilosoi munochos loyak seifoi. Let's say somebody is carrying. He has chavilosoi, all those bundles is on top of him. So Rashi, Munachas Loyak Seifoi, Midboy Joim, somebody's walking Friday home, and he has a lot of bundles on his shoulders. The Kiddush Olav Hayoim, and while he's walking, he didn't realize it became Shabbos. What's the Eitzah now? There's an Eitzah of Rots Tachteo Ashimigila Beisim. He should start running right now and run home. That's the Eitzah. Rashi, Rots Tachteo means the whole Kamad Loyomad Lofush. Kozman, he didn't stop to rest. Ain't kind of Akira Lisa. There's no Isra Akira. So now the Eitzah is continue walking and run home. So Mara says, Dafki Ross, they're only Makel if you run. Avokoli Koli, if you're going to walk normal, Loi. To walk home normally, the Rabbanon weren't Makel. Why? My timer. Kivan Les Lehekera, Osilamevet Akira Vanochem. We're afraid if you're going to walk home normal, we're afraid when you're walking home, you'll forget and you'll stop on the Derech. And then if you stop for a second, so when you start walking again, you're making an Akira, that will be an Isidi Raisa. Mashenka, if the hefty was only when you're running, so you're going to have a hecker that it's Shabbos now, I'm not allowed to stop, so we're not afraid you'll stop, you'll run straight home. Trashi, koli, koli, mat, mat, kleim, and benachas. To walk home normal, that's usur. It's only mutter to run. For the Gemara, kol ponim, soif, soif. Even you're telling him he could run now, is of a kimotla beisoy, where he's going to reach his house, Yef should like koi purta. He's gonna have to first like to open the door, take out the keys, and open the door. He's gonna have to first stop. O komayom reshus rab reshus yochid. So when he stops in front of his house, he's like gonna be taking it in. But he stops in the outside, it's called he stops in reshus rabin. So he made like an akira. Now when he picks himself up and goes inside his house, it's called an akira from the reshus rabin, bringing the chayfas into reshus yochid. So that should be yosser. So what's the answer to run home? How does he get inside his house though? The teres is that you are a dezorik like kalachayan. For this, the rabbanu will make all if when you get home, right before you reach your door, before you stop, don't stop first to open up the door, but the answer is zorikle, throw it off you kalachayan, which is only nisim of the rabbanu, you're doing with a shinui. So while you're doing with a shinui, here the rabbanu will make all. So drashi, lemeven akira vanocha, kloimar. That's why the Rabbanan said only you're allowed to do it if you run, but without running you're not allowed to. Kalachayad. Shaloi kederach zrika. The answer is throw it off you. Kalachayad. Kagoin mikseifoi uliachurum. Throw it off your back, backwards though. It's normal you take something off your back, you take it off you and you put it down. If you take it off kalachayad, that's the answer the Rabbanan will make all, since you're in your case here. So the Rabbanan will make all to throw it off kalachayad. Now, lamais, what a bisna gator is, this is the aid to usually tell you to do if you find yourself walking out to something in the streets on Shabbos. And you're walking down the street and you realize you have something in your pocket. Famous Charlotte, what should you do? The Zom say the best aid is to walk, if you didn't stop yet, you left your house and you walked outside and you didn't stop anywhere yet, the best aid would be is walk straight home again without stopping. Because if you never stopped outside, so b'chal, you didn't do anything. Like the first akira from your house was to go outside, but you didn't stop anywhere outside, you came right back in again. That's the way it'd be mavato, the first akira. But I'm all that's a shver eitzah, because you can never tell, maybe while you're walking home, you're going to have a red light, you're going to forget and have to stop, and once you stop 1 second, you're finished. That's called you made akira then. So the other eitzah is to look for mokum p'tur. Put it down on the mokum p'tur, that would also be an eitzah.
Fire hydrant?
If it's 10 tefachim off the ground, yeah, it has to be at least 40 inches off the ground. Because it's a shaila in a karmelis, it's a shaila mokum p'tur in a karmelis. If it's less than dalit than yutfakim, it's but to the karmelis. But the other race, it's not so easy to find the mokum p'tur. If you find the mokum p'tur in a klami, put it there. The other race is now a gemara here. The other race, if you find you have something in the pocket, throw it out of your pocket kalachayad. That's another race. But inside here, like just empty out your pocket like this, do a kalachayad, do some type of a shinui that the chayt which you fall out of your pocket. Like this eitzah of the Gemara here. That's another eitzah. When you're stuck, Rabbanu will make you, will make for you to throw it out, kalachayad.
But it's a question like keys.
So?
So then you have to rely, and you know, Mustafa, you have to get the stuff, then you have to go across the dollar almonds.
Not talking about that now, not.
No, I'm telling you, on Shabbos you're walking, you have your wallet in your pocket.
So you don't have any hetter for that. There's only Bazumbi hetter here, the Khuru for Misha Hekshech. I don't know about on Shabbos today, but it's hetter. I'm not sure. For on Shabbos, good, you have to set. Right. But what's up? Omer Rami Bachoma. Ha mechamer acha behemte b'Shabbos. If somebody is mechamer after his behemer on Shabbos, you should know b'shoigig chayiv chattis, the nezit chayiv skila. Because we don't hold like this. Rami Bachoma holds that's mamash and isi the raisa that you chayiv skila for. He says, it's a chomadik isra on Shabbos. If you do mulach with your behemer, in the case where your behemer is carrying something and he's resting, and you make him move now, you make him make the akira and the anochim b'shus rabim, yichayev skilim. My time, or my rov of Yomakro, the posik says, loisaso ko mulacho ato behemtecho, is behemtoi dumya didideh, your behemer dumya like you. But the same way you do a malach on Shabbos, yichayev skilo, who was in if you do a malach with your behemer? Mahu, just like if you do a malach. B'shoigik chayev chatis, b'nezit chayev skilom, af behemtoi. Who was in when your person does a malach with his behemer? That's the way you do a malach with your behemer, by you calling the behemer, you make the behemer make the akira nanochem. Is nami, b'shoigik chayev chatis, b'nezit chayev skilom. That imam is chayev skilom if you do a b'nezit. Oh my Rava, Rava says, stay true with the I have two kashas on you. Chod, the Torah says, Ichsiv, Torah achas yulachem, lasois bishkog, loisei bishkogo, vanefosh ashatasa biyad roma. This is the passage that says by Avoy Dezoro, that if you do a chet, Avoy Dezoro, vishoyeg, yichayev a korban. We had before, hukshu kol a Torah kulo, li Avoy Dezoro. The whole Torah is hukash to Allah of Avoy Dezoro. Ma Avoy Dezoro, the Yavid Maise Begufoy, that you yourself didn't Avoy Dezoro, you did a Maise Begufoy. That's when yichayev chatis. Hochinami, who was in on Shabbos to say Yechayev Chatis, as the Yovid Meister Begufen. It's only if you yourself did a Malacham. Over here, you didn't do the melacha, just you caused the goat, you caused Yibayma to do a melacha. For that, you wouldn't be chayav a korban. For Yoytzinan, also we learned, Ha-machalas ha-shabbos, v'dova shechayovim ha-shirvos ha-chates, v'yazdoyna eskilo. This last Gemara again, just on Kuflim Gimlam on the base. The Hemshech of the Gemara. They get from Omer Rami Vachom. Ha Mechamer Racha Behem Tei B'Shabbos. If you're over the Yisra Mechamer, that means you do Malacha, you and your Behemah together. That means your Behemah has some weight on top of it. And now on Shabbos, you cause it to move, you whistle to it. And it comes because of your Kol. So it's called, you're causing the animal to do a Malacha. Right? So Yechayiv. He learns, b'shoygi chayiv chatis, b'meizir chayiv schilum. If a Yisrael does it, b'meizir is chayiv schilum. For the more my time, on a rov od yom akro, lo yisasa kom loch ato behem tocho. But that you and your behema, is behem toy dum you did today. When you do a malach with your behema, it's the same way you do a malach by yourself. Mahu, just like if a Yisrael himself, does one of the lamates malachis. Chayiv b'shoygi, his chayiv chatis, b'meizir chayiv schilum. Is after him to it. The same thing if you do a malacha with your behema, that's the Yisra Mechamer, that you're working with the behema, Nami is the same halacha. V'shoigeg chayiv chatis, b'meizig chayiv schila. That's Rami Bachomet halacha. So the Mara Omar Rava, Shtei Chubas Bedover. On your chiddish, I have two kashas on your chiddish. Chodo, one is the chsiv, the pasuk says, the chsiv, where do we learn out the chal, there's a chiyiv to bring a chatis. If you do a nazer b'shoigeg, you have to bring a chatis. We learn it out from the chet of Avodah Zorah. The pasuk says, "Torah achas yilachem liyosef pishkogo v'yanefosh hashatase biyad roma." This is the pasuk by Avodah Zorah. So we say, "Hukshu kol haTorah kula laAvodah Zorah." All the chiyuvim, all the averis, are doima to the aver of Avodah Zorah. Ma Avodah Zorah the yovid ma'isa legufei. Just like by Avodah Zorah, where yechayiv chatis, if you do a ma'isa yourself, the Yisrael himself worships the Avodah Zorah. Is hachinami who adin by chilul Shabbos. And the yovid ma'isa begufay. It's only if you do a malacha by yourself, the Yisrael himself does the malacha. Mashenke, then you chayiv chatis. Mashenkin here really is called the behemah doing the malacha. You're just causing the behemah to move. The behemah has the weight on top of him. The behemah now is making the akira nanocha. You're whistling, you're causing him. It's not called you're doing the malacha yourself. You're doing the malacha with the animals. So in this case, you're potter from a chatis. So that's one kashan. You should be potter from a chatis. The Yoid, another Kasha. Tanan, we learned, there's a Mishnah in it's Gemara in Sanhedrin that says there, Ha-Machalas HaShabbos. If somebody's Machal HaShabbos, V'dover Shechayovim, with something that Yechayiv HaShirgos HaChatis, if you do this Malacha B'Shoig Yechayiv Chatis, V'yazdoin Eskilom. And if you do this Avera, V'meizid Yechayiv Eskilom. So it's a Diyak, Mechlal, Diyak, Media, there is such a thing, V'yain Chayovim HaShirgos HaChatis, there's such a chilul Shabbos, you're doing an aveir on Shabbos, but you don't have any chiyuvim skilo or yechiyiv or chatis. So chura meininu, what should be the case that you're not chayiv skilo or chatis on the lamed test melachos? We know you are chayiv chatis and skilo. So the moral law of the mechamer, the chura means the law of the mechamer that you're working with the animal. So it's not mamish or lamed test melachos because you're not doing the melacha yourself. You're only causing the animal to carry. So in such a case, you're not chayiv skilum, and you're not chayiv achatis. This is a kasha and Rami Bachoma. So to Gemara Loi, this won't be such a kasha. I tell you, Chumim, the last din that's mashma, there is such a chilul Shabbos, that you have no chayiv skilum, chayiv achatis, that's going if you're over the Yisra Chumim, via leave the Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva holds is an Issa Diraisa to walk outside the Chum on Shabbos. If you walk outside your Chum, according to Rebbe Kiva, you're not chayiv achatis. Or you're not chayiv skilo. But maybe mechamer could be like Rami Lachoma says, that you mechamer on Shabbos, you're chayiv skilo and chayiv achatis. Right? Another case could be, v'havor alibud Rav Yosi. If you make a fire on Shabbos, alibud Rav Yosi, the Rav Yosi shita is l'lav yotis. He holds that there was lama test melochis, and the Torah says specially, sat loy sabaru esh b'chol mashma seichem. Why does the Torah say specially, loy sabaru esh, don't make an esh, is to tell us that it's a lav. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. That if you make a fire on Shabbos, you're not over Lamates Melachas, one of the Lamates Melachas, you don't get Skilo or you don't get Chatis. No, it's only a lav v'yalma. So leave it to Rabbi Yosi, this brisa can mean that there are certain things like Lamates Melachas which are chayiv Skilo. Lafuke, if you just make a fire, according to Rabbi Yosi, you're potter from Skilo, potter from Chatis.